Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
DRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Grudge Talk. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posse, representing Florida, the South, baby. This Grudge Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. How about yourself, Lady A?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. How's your week going and your weekend coming up?
Well, so far so good. The week is going. It's turkey stuffing season. So with that being said, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of dry turkey on. I'm going to have to start stuffing before I get off the show. But other than that, I mean, my day going good. I can't complain. You know, it's a little in the South, so that's something different for us because we're used to that hot weather year-round. So we got a little cool weather right now, so I'm enjoying that. And other than that, I'm good. How about yourself? How your week going?
My week is going great. Just spending time with the family, and weekend to be is seeming to be even brighter.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. How's the little one? Let me check on the little one first.
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
All right. Cool. That's what's up. Keep him warm because I know it's cold up there. We just came from up there, and boy, they had some numbers. I ain't seen temperature drop that low in a while.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, they had temperatures in the 30s, man. We got to Macon Friday night, and it was about maybe 8 o'clock, and it was like 41 degrees at 8 o'clock. So I mean, like, damn. Later on that night, you know, we got left the racetrack that Friday, went back to get something to eat, shot out 8, left to get something to eat, and had dropped into the 30s. So, you know, 30 degree weather down here is unheard of. So, you know, with that being said, I was enjoying it because I'm tired of the heat. But at the same time, hey, it's definitely going to take some getting used to. Let me see T5. I'm on mute. I got some background noise. I'll be right here. Sir. All right, bro, no problem. All right, so with that being said, I'm going to go right into the weekend. The big show, my main man, Carr Keith, he did his thing this past weekend in making National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo, baby. Oh, man, we had us a good time out there this weekend. Carr Keith, he did his thing on the track, had the track on point. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything different than what we got. You know, we had a good crowd. We had a hell of a crowd. I mean, we had a hell of a cars there going down the track, some fast cars putting up some fast times. Of course, we had the White Boys in the building, Team Big Low was in the building. Maurice, they was in the building. I mean, you name them, they was there. All Hot Boys, Camp 8, I mean, you name them, they was there. I mean, Willie Dog, he was there. I mean, we even had Puddin' in the building. You know, she was in the building holding it down, checking out the action, seeing how we do it, you know, on the grudge level. Also, the class level, you know, we had some pretty good races out there. This past weekend, like I said, I'm going to give props to my main man, Carr Keith, for putting on one hell of a show. And I'll definitely be looking forward to the next big show he got going down. We'll definitely be attending that one. But, yeah, we went out there. We went Saturday came. We had a lot of big-name people out there walking on the track. They looking at the track. Everybody like, well, damn, track look real good. We just got to get some cars down through there. Of course, we had the bracket guys in the building. They was dialing number 6070 guys. They was going at it. They was fighting like they had $10,000 on the line, and they was going down through there, hit after hit, you know, getting the track good for us. And lo and behold, then all you seen the big power cars when they're coming out. You know, I mean, man, they say the track had teeth. The track had teeth. It was, I mean, you couldn't ask for nothing different. Only thing you could ask for was the temperature. It'd be a few degrees warmer, but outside of that, I mean, we had a hell of a weekend. Of course, Team Big Low went up against the White Boys, and I got to get Big Low on the phone too. I definitely got to get him on the phone. Big Low, if you listen, push the one button, bro. I'll get your mic open. Okay, so yeah, like I was saying, we went up against the White Boys. We already know the temperatures was down in the numbers. So we agreed to try to get a race on by 5 o'clock. So we made a couple shakedowns. They made a couple shakedowns. Everybody made their proper adjustments. And we hit the staging lanes, but it was the car count was in the staging lanes. We had to run a couple cars down through there. And by the time we actually got around to getting down, it had to be maybe around 6:30-ish. Around 6:30-ish or so. But nevertheless, we got everything going on, and we went on ahead and went down through there. And White Boys cut the W on, so congratulations to them. I mean, it was a hell of a race, like my main man, Willie Dog, say. It was one of the best races of the year, the best race of the year. If you wasn't there to see it, you missed it. It was the race of the year. So with that being said, congratulations to the White Boys. But before I go any further, yo,
what's going on? How you doing, Lady A?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Hey, give me a second, T5. Give me a second, T5. One second before I go any further with the show. I'm slipping over here, and I thank my man Willie Dog for putting that reminder on me. Before I go into the show, I always start the show by thanking the good Lord above for making all this possible. So I cannot start the show without him, you know, without giving him his thanks and his props, because without him, you know, we nothing. So with that being said, I want to give props out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now I got that out the way. Thanks, dog, for the reminder. Talk to me, T5.
What's going on, Cool T? What's going on, Cool T?
Hey, nothing much. Talk to
me. Yeah, man. just hanging out, man. You know, getting ready for Bradenton, man. See what we can do down there. See if we can get down there and redeem ourselves down there. Hopefully them boys come on back, the white boys, and see what we can do. And, you know, we had a good time. Thank them boys for giving us action. And we had a good time down there at Top Tee Race. It was good seeing everybody down there. Other than that, you know, we just getting ready to do a little test and get ready for Bradenton. Who you got on the line, Scrooge? Scrooge. Hello?
Yo, hello?
We're still on.
Yo. Okay, I'm on. My phone blanked out. Was locked up, froze up, it did something stupid. Yeah, T-Vi.
Yeah, I'm here. The phone.
Yeah, my phone, I don't know, did something crazy. These smartphones, sometimes they act real dumb. But, what you got going on, brother? Tell everybody what you got going on, man. What you got on your chest right now, brother? What's on your plate? Talk to me.
Oh, man, you know, I'm going to get a little testing in coming in the Bradenton. We're going to hopefully everybody come down there. I don't know if Trey one of them coming. I don't know if Rambo coming. I've seen on the board they ain't coming, but we're going to be in there, locked, hot, ready to rock, do a little action. Hopefully the white boys coming there, get a big load, they run back. You know, we're going to try to get it on.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Bradenton. Hold on. You said Bradenton. So you mean we got to run into Mr. Surprise over there? We got my main man. Well, not my main man, but SAJ. He was on the other show saying surprise. He had a surprise for you. So he said he wouldn't be able to do no racing. Until Bradenton. I mean, I haven't seen him at a Grudge event all year. And I guess he's going to debut in Bradenton. Whatever this G-body is he got, he's looking for trouble. But the only thing I can tell him is you got to watch what you ask for because he just might get it.
Yeah, well, Screw Chief, like I say, as long as he comes in there just like everybody else on 28 to 29, we're going to have a good race and have a good time and we're going to party afterwards. Leave that one way or the other.
I don't know. Let me see. Tight man, you out there, if you on the line, tight man, push the one button. I'm going to get tight man on the phone, see if he can get good old SAJ on the line for us. See what the lick is. And if anybody out there got anything to say, you ain't got to wait on me to stop talking. You push the one button, I'll get your mic open right up. Lady, we got anybody with their hands up, Lady? Lacey, hey. She must got her phone muted.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry.
We got any hands up right now, Lady?
Yes, we do. We'll go ahead and start with Danny. Your mic is open.
Hey, Lady. I'm just checking in. What's up, Crew Chief?
Nothing much. Talk to me, buddy.
Nothing much. Calling from Chicago, just checking in to see what everybody got to say. You know, I've been on it for the last couple of days. You know, hearing some good shows. You know, when Dog get on the show, you know, he makes my day because he talk about any and everybody.
One thing I can say about these shows, Dog is always, if he ain't on the mic, he laying around listening. So whatever you got to say, he hear you loud and clear. And one thing I can say, Dog is, he a motherfucker, man. He my inspiration. I ain't going to lie. When it comes to his talk show and stuff like that, Dog, he definitely had it going on. I cannot take nothing away from him. I got to give credit where credit is due.
Well, I hear you. I'm on here. I hear you, Crew Chief. I'm on here.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Dog?
Yeah. But before I get started, I want to say what's up, Crew Chief in Chicago at T5. What I want to get before Crew Chief gets started, it's hard to give a show like Crew Chief giving and pat his own back. What I mean by that, man, Crew Chief, Big Low, T5, and them, man, and Ed and them, man, them guys, you can talk about Tony Bynes and all that shit. That's all well and good. Them guys, when they come to a track, man, they going to race. They going to fellowship good. They gonna, if they got food, they going to feed you. I mean, those guys are the class act in racing. That's what all racers should thrive to try to be like those guys. And it's hard for crew chief to come on his own show to pat his own back. But I'm going to pat it for him, and I don't give a damn about going up in his ass, but I'm going to pat his back for him when the credit is due. Big Low and hitting them. I mean, man, those guys are some class acts. And he ain't even telling you the real truth, man. That goddamn race between the white boys and them, I mean, that was a tit-for-tat race, and you got to give credit to the doggone tuners and the other teams, man. That was a tuners race where they had to put just enough power to get on the track and not too much to blow the tires away. And believe me, they did. Both of them did their job because both of them got on the track damn good, and it was a damn good side-by-side race. Nobody there know who's going to win that race until the goddamn light come on. And that was one of the best races of the year, man. And it props out the doggone Big Low, T5, and Eddie, and crew chief and them. Like I said, them some class act guys anytime they hit the track. When he said the class races that we had, old Keith Zabo there, Brian McGee was there, and, man, they was putting down some numbers down in the 50s and 40s, man. So all in all, down at the zoo this week, man, we had a damn good time. Like he just said, they didn't come out ahead, but goddamn it, they was there getting action. If he was a fan, you could appreciate them. And with that being said, my man T5, I know him and old Stanley Allbitten Jr. got some shit going on. I just wish T5 can get his shit together and get his car right, because if he get it right, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. That's all I got to say about that. So, to be honest with you, I hope he kicks Stanley's little short ass in it to death. I can say that because I don't give a fuck. That's me. Don't get me wrong now. Hey, don't get me wrong now. I ain't got nothing against Stanley. I just want you to beat his goddamn little short motherfucking ass. And if he come on there, I'll tell him the same thing, little old short bastard. And with that being said, I'm going to stop taking over the show, crew chief. Y'all doing a good job. I'm just laying back on mute listening, brother.
Hey, dog, you know you're welcome to take over my show anytime, brother. Anytime you're welcome to take over my show. And I appreciate exactly what you said, brother. You know, same thing you just said about, you know, my team, a team Big Low, the team that I'm affiliated with, you know what I mean? I could have said the same thing, but they wouldn't have took it the same way. They had, you know, you got your haters out there and everything, and it wouldn't have took it the same way. So I appreciate you coming on, saying what you had to say. You didn't have to say that. I didn't push you up and said everything was of your own free will, mind, body, and soul. You know what I mean? So, once again, I appreciate it, dog.
And one more thing I'm going to say for all y'all that's listening. And what do you mean by that? To be honest with you, now I was out there getting crew chief them here talking about him like a motherfucker. All he did is say, goddamn, they got me this time and smiled and kept on walking. I mean, you know, the average man would be want to fight and argue and all that. Crew chief took it like a man and smiled and say, man, we'll try to get him next time.
Hey, one thing about it, dog, one thing I got to say, when you've been beaten by the best, one thing I can say, the white boys, they are the best G-body. They have the best G-body on 28s right now today. I mean, it's been proven every time they enter these races, they winning them. I mean, they going down, they making the trip back to back to back to back to back, and they going down there pretty fast. You know what I mean? They right now, they the best in the business. Now, next year, I don't know what's going to happen next year, but as of this year, the white boys on the set of 28s, if you got 28s in the G-body, man, they your role model. You feel me? So once you've been slapped on your ass by the best, ain't nothing to be ashamed about. You know what I mean? Especially to lock up with them and, you know, make them fight. I guarantee that was one of the hardest fights they had to fight all year long. You know what I mean? Because like you say, nobody at the track knew who in the hell was going to win that race. Like I heard you say earlier that, you know, the track was quiet.
One more thing, I forgot to mention Oscar, man. I want to give props to Oscar, too. He all right, too. I think that's the first time he came down and got some of that woo. He came down and got some of that woo on lemonade, and, man, he went crazy with that stuff, man.
shout to them.
That's
the woo-woo crew. Yo,
Coochie, I want to give props to Dog, man. Dog, man, we love you on this end, man. You good with us, man. Only thing I got to say, can't wait to see you in Bradenton, brother.
I hear you. And like I said, man, don't think we only just pat each other on the back. And that's one thing about me. If you look like shit, I'm going to tell you you look like shit. If you do good, I'm going to tell you you do good. And like I said, I don't do this and stuff for nobody to pat me on the back. I just do what I do, man. And like I said, the truth will set you free. If you don't believe it, just tell the truth and you'll see.
Yeah, that's what's up. You have to be right about that.
Hey, dog, you ain't got to prove yourself. You ain't got to prove yourself, dog. You know you the truth. What up, Crew Chief, T5?
What's going on? That sounds like MTV.
E.T.,
Hey, yo, don't get back into that one word. God damn it, he'll cuss you motherfuckers out now. Y'all better let him.
You're damn right. I come on here pretty nice now. If you want to get cussed out, all I got to do is say, get him, B.E.T.
Well, hey, B.E.T., one thing about it, you can say what you want. On my show, it's only one word that you can't say. Well, it's two words you can't say, and they the opposite of one another. So with that being said, as long as you don't say those two words, it's just opposite
right.
of one another, we ain't got no problem.
That's right. I ain't gonna kick you in the nuts, but I am gonna give you props, man. Like Dog said, y'all is a class act, man. You know, y'all will race. I can guarantee see some racing out of y'all if y'all at a track. But now I'm speaking for the team. I'm not speaking for you in that damn truck, man. So. You've been
man,
definitely lost.
Whoa,
You've been ducking a little red, man. But you know, we gonna catch.
Hey, one thing.
You know,
hey, one thing about it, BC. One thing about it. I'm too motherfucking short to duck anybody. So with that being said, I ain't ducking nobody. No,
well,
we're
going to hit you dead in your mouth. I'm going to rub my dick right across your nose.
It will it all.
You.
I wish.
Will it all.
Who is that? With that heavy ass voice?
It sound like watch your mouth, boy.
Is that B. Clark?
No.
Who is that? That sound like B. Clark.
No. Look here. Give me a minute, man.
Oh, that's old goddamn Showtime gay ass.
Hey. I just want to send a shout out to my Florida family, T5, Big Low, the rest of the crew.
Man, we gonna fuck them up down there and bring them again, Showtime. Fuck you.
Hey, goddamn it, y'all ain't got a wing and a prayer. So y'all
we don't need no motherfucking wing. We got the prayer, motherfucker. We gonna clip the goddamn wings off.
I doubt that. I hope y'all fellas got some ingredients. For these cats out of that Georgia and South Carolina area, man.
And you know, goddamn it, when you know me and Running Brown, we both goddamn walk cripple. Goddamn it, when we leave out of Florida, I want to have Running Brown walking straight in the motherfucker.
Hey, we ain't got that to worry about. One thing that we ain't got to worry about. He said the wrong thing, Showtime. He said we gonna clip the wings, man.
Yeah, you
gonna clip the wrong shit. You need the wings to fly.
We don't need no motherfucking wing to fly, motherfucker. We shoot enough nachos up your ass. We gonna fly in the goddamn way.
Still ain't gonna fly. Hey, you right. You absolutely right, dog. You right. God damn it, I can't wait to break. Motherfucker, y'all say y'all ain't even coming to break, man.
Hold up, who's y'all? Now, there you go.
Hey, look out. You shit that
No, hold up. Let's clarify. Who is y'all?
He know the fuck who said that.
I'm going to answer that question. You said, when I referred to y'all, the primetime crew said they wasn't coming.
Hold up. My fucking name is Dog.
Whoa. And Big Ken say he wasn't coming.
My name Dog. Not primetime or Big Ken. My
I'm
name
sorry,
is D.O.G.
Dog.
I stand alone.
I'm sorry,
I just associate
dog.
With a lot of motherfuckers. God damn it, if they don't come, one monkey don't stop no motherfucking show. Two or three of them bitches don't either. God damn it. Big Ken will be there. Lil Red Rider will be there. Tony Biner has his faggot ass there. He just whining and crying like a little bitch now, but he'll have his punk ass there.
So you saying I can get a DP? We can get a DP going for break then?
I can't get no DP on the little truck. The only reason I can't get a little DP on the big truck, on the little truck, because Tony got it right now. But they'll be there. But I tell you what, goddamn it, you wait in the next about 2 weeks, you might get a motherfucking DP on that photo cutlass.
Okay.
If you want some of that.
What y'all want to see?
I said in about a couple of weeks. I don't know. I'm gonna make sure.
Okay.
I ain't gonna be like
okay.
Big Hurt. Goddamn it, threatening everybody in the goddamn world and ain't goddamn got no oil pressure yet. And I didn't talk Big Craig with a big old black gorilla looking motherfucker. He done threatened every bitch with a car and ain't did shit but threaten him. I don't know, he can come on the show. We on a Florida show. I'll let you know I don't bite my goddamn tongue. But one thing about it, Big Craig still my boy, but goddamn it, shut the fuck up until you goddamn raise somebody.
Hey, T5, where Big Herc at, man?
He better not get his big motherfucking ass, man. I might.
Got, T-Fowl, he got his phone on mute. He had his son basketball game. He said he'll be back on in a few seconds. I can get Big Herc on the phone. Now, hold on. We ain't got to talk. We ain't got to talk around him.
I can't talk no shit about him because that's my boy. Because I might be his secondary, third-dairy driver. I don't know. But goddamn it, still I'm going to say the thing. Quit threatening motherfuckers until you goddamn race a bitch.
Well, you can't tell it. You can't say that, dog, because he's going to cut your ass out. Him and Nod, they got that.
I don't care. When the last time you thought that? When the last time did you look like I
could? I just said it for him to come on him so we can go in that ass. That's all
right.
Ain't
damn bitch in the world can out cuss me.
I know they listen.
I'm coming. Hey, I apologize for all that bad language, but you know how I'm here. I ain't took my goddamn medicine tonight neither. It's goddamn damn near Thanksgiving. I ain't got no turkey because I don't like no fucking turkey. Give me some goddamn ham and some potato salad, and that's all I need. Fuck the rest of that shit. And I'm finna go in there and drink the rest of this woo-woo. I'm going to be fucked up. And fuck you, Showtime, with them goddamn mouths with your falling off there. Some of your goddamn phone ain't breaking up today on this show. I'm going to fire your motherfucking ass on my show. Damn it. Hey, did everybody leave the phone?
No,
we're here.
Hey, I'm getting Big Herc on the phone for you, brother.
BET, charge your batteries up, because if you get out of line, I'm gonna turn BET loose on his motherfucking ass.
Hey, well, he does have batteries, charge up. Lady A, you're going to be getting, you're going to see some hands sliding up in a minute.
Okay, I have a few now if you want me to go ahead and open some lines.
She should be a 772 number.
I got it. 772. Your mic is open. 1389. Your mic is open.
Now what the fuck going on now? Here you go. Hey, Big Herc. Motherfuckers over here saying that you calling every motherfucker about out with a car. You need to shut the fuck up. You ain't got no oil pressure. And something about you a gorilla looking motherfucker. That's what they said.
Motherfucker
said, make me shut up.
Uh-oh. I come out and put my dick and stage nuts in your mouth, you'll be quiet. If I come out and put my dick and stage nuts in your mouth, you'll be quiet.
I would like to see that.
What's up,
Hercules?
I bet y'all scream up that motherfucking walk you got.
Uh-oh. Y'all damn, you mean I ain't got to pay you to do it?
Do what?
Well, like I said, we'll see
you. You got to pay me to do it.
I thought you said Hercules was going to come on here and say something. Hercules ain't come on here and did that.
I'm on the phone now, motherfucker said to me. Hey, Hurt, they were saying you ain't got oil pressure. For the record, set the record straight. Do you have oil pressure, bro?
No, we know he got oil pressure. We said he ain't ran nobody. We know he got oil pressure.
What's your name? I know you had old Smokey high.
Shit, old Smokey just ran about 2 weeks ago. What the fuck you talking about?
How long you had old Smokey high before you brought it back up?
Old Smokey ain't never been hiding. Old Smokey was tired. I had that bitch back in the goddamn backyard.
You had old Smokey in the car shed, been full of dust.
Hold on. It's one thing about old Smokey. You didn't hear me threaten nobody with old Smokey. I ain't threatened nobody in the world with old Smokey. That's the difference between me and you. I didn't threaten nobody. That bitch was gone for a year and a half, probably. That's because the motherfucker I was doing that bitch. You could have came out and put your big ass in there.
Heard of me. You ain't got nobody locked in yet.
What I told you last night, man.
I'm just saying it's another day. It's another day as you post, goddamn it, every day. I'm just trying to figure out. I ain't been on the board today. You ain't got nothing locked in yet. They ain't gonna race you until they see you hurt. That's just all there is to it. Because ain't nobody seen you all year, and they ain't finna goddamn step off into no monkey shit.
I'm
telling you what it is. Huh?
Ain't nobody scared of
Hurt,
man. Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nobody locking me in. Ain't nobody getting
deposit
up.
That goddamn
champion.
That's
all you got to do. I told you all the money, Hurt. Hey, just let Little Red Riding Hood start the race. Y'all raked it before in Florida. Goddamn cars. Y'all got
that. Hey,
what's
up,
babe? What's up, Big Hurt?
I keep telling you, man. I don't think I got the Little Red Riding Hood
is that motherfucking bear hiding the woods waiting on it.
Fuck that goddamn bear and that wolf up in the woods now.
Hey, well, I'm sorry then, Mr. Hurt. I'm sorry. You know, everybody else was ducking and dodging. Hell, I was going to try some shit, man.
I ain't ducking and dodging. Hold on a minute now. Big Ken done took his medicine tonight. That's why he's talking so low. But I ain't took my goddamn medicine. Because I tell you what I do. With the little red ride to a truck in your car, you got the back motherfucking tie. Big King gonna get his big ass in his truck, and you get your big ass in your car.
I can't fit in that car. You can't fit in that.
Damn.
I can't fit it. They gonna put something in the bars in that bitch. I can't even squeeze in that motherfucker.
Oh man. God damn it. King done fucked right there and got off his medicine. He said you got one in one.
God damn.
Hercules.
Hey, hold up, man. Keenan, he got off that goddamn that cocaine. That bitch been smoking crack. He said any fucking car you get in, you got one in one.
Did you hear my brother last night tell a bitch to lock in? A bitch ain't called a show to lock in?
Well, we ain't talking about your brother now. We talking about you. Damn. Mayday, is the Titanic sinking the goddamn
year?
Mayday. May motherfucking day.
I didn't run the red Ride Hood, dog.
Oh, okay.
Do.
All right.
I
well,
do.
See, I told y'all. I y'all was talking about prime time this year.
I do. Me,
I told
me,
you he'll be down there. Like goddamn
me,
Tony Brown will be down there,
me,
too.
I want some. Me, I want some.
Who is that?
Who is that? This Crew Chief, man. Don't act like y'all don't know my motherfucking voice.
They done already fucked you up, man. We need to fuck some new meat down there in Florida, man. We tired of fucking.
Yeah, right. Now y'all ducking. Y'all come get this old pussy any day. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Well, y'all quit talking about prime time. Tony Bowe to be here. We don't call him prime time no more. He's Tony Bowe.
Okay, well, I lock Rebel in right now.
I don't blame you. You got to call him. Get him on the phone and say that. We can't speak for Rambo.
Oh.
Hey, let me hold on. Anybody on the line can get Tony Bowe on the phone, because when I try to get him on the phone, it's hard for me to get him on the phone. So if anybody on the line right now can get him on the phone,
he knows there's a Florida show tonight. He's finna press the button, but I've been talking to the man from the dragon all day.
Everybody scared last night on the butt naked show. Everybody from Alabama and Florida was scared.
I heard Tony Bowe talk for 40 minutes, and I hear a red. Soon as he said, I said I was the first motherfucker from Grudging to get down. And he ain't said a car for me yet.
Hey, hold up, you go with that shit now. You saying Grudging now. We ain't finna make this, we ain't finna divide these in what you call them. Don't say Grudging, just say Raising now.
Hey, Big Ken.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Big Ken.
What's up, baby?
What you got in that car? Small block.
In my truck.
What you got in that truck? Small block.
Yeah.
You got the back tire Hercules.
Nope. Don't want it, sir. We got two back tires. We just got two brand new ones in there yesterday. Don't want it.
Damn, your name ain't, your goddamn name ain't Ken.
Motherfucker, it is now. Motherfucker. If you don't like it, goddamn it, we
got
two brand new fucking tires. You got the back tire, motherfucker. Get your big ass in your Hercules. We don't need shit.
Back tire Hercules.
Ken, open his goddamn dick suckers.
Whoever that got to talk about them dick suckers, close your mouth and quit slobbing.
No, you need to get up underneath and catch that motherfucker slob, what you need to do.
What am I catching for, bitch? You ain't doing nothing but shooting dust, motherfucker.
It's better to shoot dust than nothing, motherfucker.
Well, God damn it, how you come and talk about you got three or four kids? They must not be yours. Who is this talking any goddamn way?
No, I spit a man, motherfucker. I spit a man.
You don't make no baby with no goddamn spit, motherfucker.
That sound like Fuzzy Mouth.
Who is Fuzzy Mouth?
No goddamn Fuzzy Mouth.
Man, that's goddamn it, Showtime again. Showtime, why your phone such good? Why your phone got such good reception tonight? You goddamn Florida raised apple eating motherfucker.
I dipped it in this goddamn Patron I'm drinking.
Oh shit, this motherfucker drunk,
oh,
y'all.
Hercules.
Who that in the background? We is talking about Hercules. Ain't nobody scared of Hercules.
Hey, dog.
Y'all got the back tower of Hercules,
dog. I had to get on the Patron. I done burnt up the goddamn turkey.
You about to dump some, bitch. You ain't got a minute to eat no goddamn turkey, no way. Anyway, back to this racing, though. Big A, you got the back tower with Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, we thank you too.
There you go, Hercules.
No, you can't even make this motherfucker get no hard. Don't talk about some there you go, Hercules, because we ready to lock the fuck up right now. Hercules get his big ass in his truck. King gonna get his big ass in his truck.
The man just told you he can't fit in that motherfucker. Don't make me get up and go die then.
God damn it, if you're going to talk for him, get your motherfucking ass in there. I can do that.
Don't think I can't drive, motherfucker. I can get in there.
Ass, lock it out, motherfucker. Don't talk me to fucking death. Lock it out then, bitch.
He paused it. Hey, listen.
Lock that the fuck out.
And one of you punk motherfuckers out of Georgia, South Carolina, it don't matter. What are you going to lock Hercules in?
We trying to lock him in now if you shut the fuck up.
I don't want my little red ride here, because a bitch ain't talking about getting Hercules nothing. Hercules ain't talking about getting another motherfucker nothing. So let's stop that bullshit right there.
Fuck it, we don't want to do that up there. Fuck it, we
don't want to hit
the fuck up.
What y'all want to do? Y'all want to take the back time of Hercules?
Hell no. Why the fuck? We don't need nothing from Hercules, bitch. We just said we were running head up.
Well, let's lock that in.
Hey, dog, what you going to run Hercules head up with?
I'm running Hercules head the fuck up. With Lil' King truck. Lil' King gonna drive his truck, and Big Herc can drive his truck, or Showtime can drive
it. Oh, God damn.
Well, they need to be the fuck quiet. Y'all heard what the fuck I said. God damn, you know goddamn well Big King can't even get in this goddamn truck neither. We're gonna put that bitch on the dive starting tonight.
Hey, dog.
Yep.
Hey, dog. Hey, who gonna drive that motherfucker against me? I don't give a fuck who drives against me.
Well, like I told you now, see, I don't know. It might be Jamie or Tony. I don't know now, cause I don't know about that since I ain't been in the motherfucker so long. The damn seat been moved.
Hey, dog. Let me ask you a question, dog. Let me ask you a question, G to G. I don't want nobody to answer this fucking question, but dog, are you still the driver of Little Red Riding Hood?
Big Ken said he ain't fired me, so yes, I am.
Okay.
But that don't mean I'll be driving it in certain instances. But yes, I'm still the driver of Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay. All right. I was just asking a question, brother. That's all.
Hey, Gucci, I ain't checked my damn mail today. Now I might have a peek slip in the motherfucking mailbox. Now I ain't went out there today.
Okay.
The big kid said he'll send me a peek slip when he find me. He ain't sent me no peek slip yet.
They don't want to do that. Hey, dog. They don't want to do that because, you know, me and you, we like family over here, you know what I'm saying? And I might not be feeling good that day, and I might just slide you in the truck over there, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm just saying. That's a bad thing about it. I was telling Hercules. I don't give a goddamn. When I go in there, I'm going there to try to kill any bitch in me, and I don't mind. I'm a renegade. I'm for high. I'm a renegade, goddamn it.
God damn, who in the hell is that stroking dog back over there? Who the hell is that?
Yo, old lady.
Uh-oh.
Why you in there drinking that goddamn Patron? She over here stroking my back with this goddamn woo-woo.
Is she gay? She don't like men.
Shit, I'm gay too. I don't like women. Shit. Have you looked at your old lady yet lately? Shit, I thought she had a wig on. Showtime, shut up and go and get drunk, man. You ain't got a minute to mess with me now.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Is anybody from Clyde Tide coming to Florida? Shuffle, Little Red Riding Hood.
They coming. I don't know him coming. Tony coming. I'm telling you. He just right now, he just played. He on his period right now. He'll be all right. He coming. No damn way Tony can't miss Florida, man. Oh, while y'all talking that shit, y'all better be worried about Goldie. That's what y'all better be worried about.
Man, motherfuck Goldie.
I don't see you trying to lock Goldie in, but you better leave that motherfucker alone.
Y'all got to worry about the hurricane. I ain't trying to lock Goldie in. Said they want to gap your ass. Well, don't worry about it. She ain't going to have all the action he can stand and bring it to. So I think, hey, well, you got a truck there? You got just one truck there, both trucks going to be there. Oh, me? All right. Yeah. I'm going to have one truck there. I'm on it. We might have both of them there. All right, if you got both of them there, motherfucker, I'm going to put some numbers in a damn hat from one to three. Whatever you pull the fuck out, that's what you got.
You dropped it off, man? All right, that's what it is. Hey, ain't no problem, dog. I can get to that. I'm going to be one. I don't want a motherfucker to give me nothing. All I need is to get another lane over there. I can't tell. Ever since Goddamn Ken scared the shit out you, we ain't seen that blue truck. Man, listen, man. Ken ain't scared nobody. Ken got all the fucking action he want in Brady.
Ever since Goddamn Ken was in the house, you ain't bought that blue truck out since Ken. Goddamn it, man. Hey, crew chief. Hold on, dog. Crew chief. Hold on. Before you say that, let me address dog real quick. Dog, you are absolutely right, dog. I put a street truck up. I could not race a race truck against a street truck. So I had to put a street truck up. I had to put the street truck up. I had to bring a gun to a gunfight. So I had to put a knife down and grab me a pistol. I got a gun.
You went and got you a gun. You must have been shooting blanks because you still got your ass blowed out.
Man, don't worry about it. You can blow it out again and break it. You can blow it out again and break it.
Hey, man, let Ken get on the phone. I like the way Ken said. Let Ken back on the phone, BT.
Hey, dog, I'm back on the phone. They called me over there on Boone's show. I had a boy over there calling me out.
Hey, fuck that shit. Them motherfuckers ain't gonna do nothing but talk shit there. Crew chief over here talking shit now, and I want you to be in the race world. Ever since you was in Vadoff and you told that motherfucker to get the back tire, we ain't seen him yet. So he went and got another truck, and what you did to the other truck?
Hold on, let me get this cuff on the line in front of me. Man,
listen, crew chief, yo, up here, talk to me, brother. Hey, listen, who on the phone sucking on said dick? That must be BET, because I know he's been doing a lot of disrespectful things, talking about Hercules. We'll lock said in tonight. Like, who the fuck is saying? Saying no motherfucking about it, man.
You been ducking him.
Well, put him in the pod, the motherfucking phone. Lock in 105. Fuck said. Saying no motherfucking about it. And lock in right now.
That's too damn much. No, we don't go that goddamn high, man. Come on, man. You try to buy a race.
Man, Hercules said like shit in your mouth. Listen, man. We don't want Hercules. Listen, man. Oh, motherfucker, you trying to buy a race now, motherfucker. Goddamn it. It ain't got to feel like shit in your mouth, but when you get to the race, it's going to scare you. I'm trying to buy a race. I tell you what. Ho, 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 ho. I don't play poker. Lock in 500 or 1500 then. Now, how do you want to fucking do it? Now you're like the one to stop. Fuck do you mean? Y'all ain't gonna tell me what the fuck I want to race for, man. Y'all kill yourself. I'm gonna tell me what the fuck I want to race for. What they want to race for, not you, Sid.
If you don't want to race for what they want to race for, then they don't want to race
for a living. Hey, man, I don't race for a living. That shit, it's a gamble for me. I like to gamble.
We ain't got that much money to gamble. We ain't got that 500 on 1500 or more now.
You got to buy your time, dog. You got to buy your time for smoking. Hey, hold on, dog. No, you got to buy your time for smoking.
I don't need it. I don't need no motherfucking dog.
Hey, y'all keep talking about
news.
I know who we want. We
okay,
got cousin
right
over here, man. I know the cars I want to race. I
know
who I want to race.
You must have realized you ain't the only motherfucker that went to college. Motherfucker, I got
the
kids to college.
Y'all keep hollering about Sid. Sid ain't no motherfucking body. Sid a good dude and all. Say
the
damn
motherfucker on this phone call said, we said Goldie, motherfucker. We said no goddamn
Sid. Goldie said, it's the same car. It's the same car. Sid
ain't
the car.
Sid ain't no goddamn car.
Well, anyway, man, get the man on the phone then. I want to run Tony first. That's who I want to run. I want to run Prime Time and Dream Team. I know who got my money.
All right, here you go. If we can get in there, any of them, anybody got any one of them numbers, please get them on the show and tell them to hit
yeah,
the
phone. Yeah, because I got shit to do, man. I get this shit locked in so I got the phone.
Hey, before I'm trying to get them now, but we gotta establish a goddamn margin order. When did the motherfucking loser make the damn rules? No, you done got your ass blowed out, so you run who we tell you to run.
Man,
so
let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't lost. Hey, man, my record impeccable, motherfucker. Look at my record. Look at the dollars I won. That shit speaks for a trap. Ain't now, bitch, in 2011, 2012, won my money Hercules at Jackson last year. Talk your ass off.
Hercules ain't won no goddamn money. Hercules ain't ran for two fucking races, motherfucker. And what money he won? How come nobody in Florida know he was racing? He must have been racing by his goddamn self.
Hey,
dog,
We ain't racing.
Let's get this
little lock in, man. We can see
a
race, goddamn it.
We
get some money locked up.
I tell you what I do. Get anybody on the phone, dog. You get any motherfucker about on the phone that you done raised for goddamn it $1,500 more with Hercules, and I'll give you $1,500, motherfucker.
Say that again.
Call the motherfucker that you claim you beat down in Florida with Hercules, goddamn it, for so much money, goddamn it, and I'll give you $1,000.
Oh,
my
you
ass, get him on the fucking phone.
Can't do it.
You call him, motherfucker. You call him.
Don't y'all know I'm the baddest bitch in racing? I'm the baddest bitch in racing, no. Don't you know this?
Turn around, racing game.
You the talkingest motherfucker in racing.
I don't race no cars, man. Hey, y'all be quiet. Hercules trying to talk.
What you say, Hercules?
Hey, man, we can't hardly hear you, Hercules. Slow down and talk into the mic.
There was eight headphones on the back of Hercules' truck, full, right?
Yeah.
Including you, motherfucker.
Yeah, but they won your fucking trunk, so you can't prove it.
Motherfucker, matter of fact, when they won the trunk, I had another trunk getting made. So what the fuck?
You couldn't prove my name was on that end because I bought my name off the bitch.
Yeah, man, that name's filling up. That bitch, you keep talking. I put that bitch black and bright red. Bitch, you keep talking.
Lock that in, motherfucker. Lock that in, bitch. Lock in,
lock
goddamn
it
500 on goddamn 25 or better, bitch, with Hercules. Lock that the fuck in with smoking. Now lock
that's
the fuck
lock
in. Don't piss me the fuck off. No, get your gay ass motherfucker ass on there and lock that in, bitch.
You bring
but
smoking out on 29 no willy balls. You locked in right now.
Hey, motherfucker, listen to me real fucking good. Listen to me real goddamn good because I'm getting pissed me off now. I ain't told you how the fuck to come with Hercules, bitch. So come in anyway.
I'm racing, bitch.
Yeah, I'm coming out here smoking if you want to lock in. Cover your ass, please.
I'll tell you what, bitch. Bring smoking down here. Lock in. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Lock in. 500 on 25 or better.
Yeah.
Hercules.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn lock it in.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on a minute. I'm talking to Nah. I can't talk to one motherfucker. I got this. With Hercules.
I ain't talking about no fucking car. Y'all just gonna put Hercules across.
No. It is Big Herc car. It's Big Herc car. It's gonna be Big Herc car. It's gonna be Big Herc car.
And I see, there you go, that trickery shit, like Big Hurt done bought this car, he done bought that. We used to do that shit back in the 80s, man. You can't fool me with that bullshit, by
Hey, man, I tried to race you. I said, bring Smoke in like you got it sitting now, 29, no Willie balls. You got to race.
Hey, Smoke ain't on 29s.
It been on 29.
How you know? You ain't seen it on 29. You ain't never seen it on 29.
That's what you say.
That's what I know.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. You pretty sharp fella, dog. You know what the FDLA is?
F what now?
FDLA.
FDLA. Fuck no.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
I want you to go Google it. Then look. And I'm going to call you back on a private line. And I'm going to give you my name. And they're going to tell you what it is. Because one thing about me, dog, I could be someplace a bitch would never know. Like I said, I ain't got to be there. I ain't got to be there where you think I ain't there. Trust me, I seen Smoke on 29 Willie Balls. Check FDLA
back. You ain't never in your life seen Smoke on 29. I bet you $1,000 to 500 right now.
You right. Hey, man, you want to go, man. Y'all got somebody lock in the race, man. I got to go, man.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, get some lock in. Now,
y'all call me back. Y'all got my number, man. Call me back, man. I'm trying to go to the casino, man. Y'all call me back then, man. I'm going to go.
Anybody got the dream team number? Anybody seen Trey One out of the net right now? I'll let you know about Trey One by
I'll let you know about this weekend with the deal with Trey One.
All right, cool. Call me, dog. Call me, let me know, dog. Call me, let me know. Next question. Who in the fuck want to lock something up for Brady? Fuck. Mayday. I thought this was Grudge Talk Radio, man.
Hey, DT, you talk to Baz on the phone, man.
I thought y'all were supposed to get all Britain on the phone. Where all Britain at?
Yeah, get Sally on the phone too. That's right. You right about that.
Somebody,
I
want to
hear
somebody,
him keep what the hell they going to do.
Do anybody got all Britain number to text them and tell them to call the show, get them on the line? Hold on. Fuck that. Let me see. I might have his number.
If you want to, I'll text it to you.
Hold on, dog. Let me look at my phone right now. Let me look at my phone right
now. Who is all Britain?
Stanley Albritton Jr. That used to be the driver of T5 car and the mechanic.
Yeah, he said he won't walk, so we're going to see if we can get him to walk. We'll get him smoking in the city. Let me see.
Hey, Crew Chief, I just sent you his number.
Hey, hold on a minute. I got Bob Byers on the phone.
Get Nard back on that too while he's talking all that shit.
Hello?
Yo, hey, what's going on, brother?
What's up, boss?
We had Nard and Big Herc on the line, so they're trying to do something. Before we get it started, I read on the internet that you wasn't coming to Brady. So before we even get into all this, are you coming to Brady, sir, with the car?
I'm not coming to Brayton if me and the track owner don't get together.
Track owner, okay. I ain't got no control over the track owner and all that.
Right.
So we're basically, we ain't no sense of negotiating. There ain't no sense of, getting on the phone, making a big... I'm trying to lock that in, then, if you don't even know if you're going to come.
Exactly. That's right. Don't even get me inside by locking in a racist until I get desperate.
Lock that shit in on good principle.
Hey, if they might get you riled up enough, you might say, fuck the track on, I'm going to come get that money.
That's right.
It ain't really just mainly about the money. It's just the principle of the thing, you know.
Okay. Well. With that being said,
But if we get together, me and Trey gonna get together. I know Prime Time can have about 8 races locked in.
Shit, that's what we say.
No questions about that.
Let me see. Hey, Big Hurt. No.
Hey, Bo.
Uh-huh.
I know, man, you talked about a good little while today.
Yeah.
But what I forgot to ask you, if so happened, you and the track on the Dookie together, me and you locked in, right, with Rambo?
Oh, yeah. If I couldn't have Braden and get everything worked out to come to Braden, man, y'all know how many risks going to be locked in, man. They going to be pillars.
Yeah.
No questions whatsoever. I got all the cars step two, ready to set no kill. Another two going to be ready by another two more weeks from now. So, you know, I'm just ready to wait.
Okay, boss.
Goddamn phone is awful quiet. All this rumbling was going on about 2 minutes ago. Fuck all that. Goddamn it. Get it going.
Well, shut the hell up and let them goddamn get the damn shit going on. They talking about locking the razor.
No. What did you say?
The only thing that's going on, I don't know if everybody knows what's going on with my situation. My situation is, you know, they want me to bring 5 or 6 cars down there to race, but don't want to get help out with me, give me some of these gas to put in the truck to damn drag the cars down there. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. And, you know, my money ain't long. My Christmas coming up, and, you know, Christmas coming up for everybody. If I was just going to bring one car down there, I wouldn't even worry about it. But how in the hell is poor Brain Daddy? Y'all, everybody know who drag these cars up and down these roads, know how much it costs to drag them up and down the road. Gas, you know, fences and everything, putting tires on your trucks and all that stuff. And anywhere in the world want me to bring my 5 or 6 cars down there and don't want to help me out on gas. That's what I'm saying. I did that the last 2 years. I ain't doing it this year. Everybody know when we prime time came to Florida, we initiated every race. Anybody that came up, we initiated races and everything. Last 2 years, me and Jack Flash raced, and last year, me and Big Hurt and them raced, and ran Big Low, and ran Eric them in the wagon. We ran T5, you know, T5 involved in damn 85% of the races. But it helped me to bring goddamn all them cars down there, and don't help me out on gas. Ain't helped me on gas last year, he helped me out on gas on gas before. I ain't said nothing about that. But this year, I think I deserve some gas money to haul damn putting gas in all these diesel trucks and haul them cars down there to Braden. You know I want to race down there. I want to knock Florida off again. But it's just a simple fact. It's a principle thing. You can't appreciate a man gonna come down there and race, gonna lock in races before I even get down there, and then we ain't help him out on gas. I don't know what's going on with that deal. I don't even pay me to come. It just helped me. If I was just going to bring one car, shit, I'd hop in my truck and put it on a one-car trailer and haul ass on down to Bridgeton. But they wanted to bring all the cars down there. So how in the hell am I supposed to bring all the cars down there, pay people to drive the cars, they drive the trucks and haul the cars down there, and they don't even want to give me $2,000?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh?
Tony.
Yeah.
Who did you talk to? You talked to Todd?
I called the guy. He said he was over the track he was over the track lane, and he said he was going
to. Who did you talk to? Did you talk to Petey or did you talk to Todd?
I don't remember the guy's name, but he said he was head of the lane.
Oh, that's Petey. You don't need to talk to Petey, goddamn it.
Okay,
Todd.
I told him to give me. He said somebody that the guy you talking about. I said give me his number. He wouldn't give me his number. He said he'll get. What's the name, Tom? I get the message and gave him the thing to give my number to call me back. But that's been a week now. I ain't heard that.
How much you ask for?
I ain't asked for no lot of money. I asked for $2,000. It cost $500 per truck to drag them cars down there. And that just per truck.
Somebody needs to talk to me, man.
Yes, y'all know how many cars prime time brought down there. Everybody know this. Everybody know, and then we still had to pay to get in.
Hey, hold on. SAJ.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, bro? Welcome to Grudge Talk Radio. This is your main man, Crew Chief, on the phone.
I want to say one more thing. It ain't just prime time to get, you know, prime time ain't race by itself. They had to raise other people too, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I guess
I guess Big Low and T5, I mean, they're racers and everything. You know, they may not want no gas money. Ain't no big thing to them, but, you know, because they probably ain't traveling for us, everybody else. But it takes 10 hours for me to get down there. And, you know, I mean, a lot more people should get some little, at least a little celebration for putting on the show and putting on the races down there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't want to get nobody nothing.
Well,
me, but it just ain't got no extra money right now to just to go out like that. Everybody don't understand. Every last 2 years, when I come to Bradenton, I'm damn near $2,000 in the hole when I go through the gate. When I spend gas money and all that stuff, I'm getting the $2,000 in the hole when I bring them.
Welcome to racing, Tony.
Huh?
Welcome to racing. Welcome to racing.
I know.
That's racing,
well,
bro.
Like
I've been doing that for 15 years. Is that?
Yeah,
what if, okay,
well,
that'd be just like,
well, you know how it is. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, when you race NHRA, they don't give you no money. I mean, I ain't taking up for them. I'm not taking up for Brayton, by all means.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Not,
everybody
should
get comfortable. But that's racing, bro.
Like
I travel all the way
like
around the country.
And yeah, I'm not. Now, if I was bringing one car, it'd be no problem. It wouldn't be no problem at all. If I just had one car to bring, I load my truck, hook it to their closed trailer, and come on. You know what I'm saying? But you know, prime time don't do that. I ain't finna go to no race, and people gonna talk to. Hey, I got a record going on right now. Spent the whole year 2012, ain't no race prime time attended. Ain't nobody never been disappointed. Ain't never had nobody. And every prime time they attended and say they were disappointed with the race or didn't want no racing going on. Every race prime time they attended, the whole 2012 year, everybody said they liked the race show. We lost, we lose our ass off sometimes. We win sometimes, but they never was disappointed. And I don't want to go down there with no damn one car, get down there, and that car might, during the first test pad, transmission might break, and ain't no racing. Prime time they attended that race. And ain't no racing went on. And then they go
well,
talking
see, then
about
you come
down.
To SAJ. Then you come to SAJ for all your go-fast needs, and then you fix your car.
We build engines,
we build transmissions, we build everything.
That's right.
You haven't been there before. You know what time
oh, yeah.
it is. You bring
oh, yeah,
a transmission, we got
yeah.
one on the shelf.
You know, you have to on the, you know, 2 years ago, we had a window busted out. You helped us out fix our window and everything. Because of the wind blew, had to blew the window out the car. Yeah.
And where you went at, Tony? Where you went at to get that taken care of?
Went to your shop.
Oh, okay. I just want to let the grudge world know.
You ain't talked to us, and you ain't talked to nothing.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that too. So, Coochie, what's
okay,
going on,
talking?
Man? I'm trying to get ready to fry me a turkey. I can be on the phone for a little bit, but I'm trying to get everything ready to fry a turkey. So,
hey, Ain't no problem with that, man. I know, you know, it's Bradenton time coming around, and I know you say you got a little thing, you know, you're trying to get something going on with T5. It's getting a little closer, it's about to that time right now, so, you know, I got to get you on the show, you know what I mean? Because I'm the type of person where we can't talk about somebody unless we get them on. So being that your name came up, I want to get you on the line. So that's what
the T5 wireless customer you're trying to reach is not available to accept your call. Please try your call again later.
I would have called in, but yeah, I'm thinking it's Friday night.
The
C-Fire
wireless customer you're trying to reach is not available to accept your call.
Yeah, I'm
hearing
a little bit of background,
though.
But yeah, go ahead, I'm
listening. Yeah, but like I was saying, bro, you know, you're trying to get it down with man T-Fire. We're going to be G-Body's appeal. So tell us a little bit what you got going on, brother. What you trying to do for this race, man? How we going to do, man?
Well, y'all gonna race. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, we gonna he know what it's about, and everybody in the grudge world pretty much know what it's about.
That
you know,
what,
man.
That ain't what I'm talking about, Stan. I'm talking about
what you talking about. What you talking about?
What we bringing to the table? We got G bodies, 28, 29, 90 turbos, blowers.
I'm just as simple as this. I got one carburetor on a set of 29s, and I got a Regal. That's what I got. So all of that,
okay.
I remember on the hold up on the show, somebody said, "Oh, Stanley think he's smart. He got a pro charger." No, I don't got a pro charger. I got one operator and one nitrous bottle. That's what I got in my car. And I'm a man. If I got a pro charger or supercharger or turbo, I tell them that's what I got. I have all of those kind of cars, but when I come to run with my G body, I'm gonna have one operator. maybe two nitrous bottles, I don't know. And I don't have a set of 29s.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, if anybody wanted, and I'm gonna leave it like that, cause I ain't gonna be no crab. And somebody wanna say what kind of suspension I got, what kind of car I got. It's just as simple as this.
You said G box, one carburetor, nitrous, 29. That's our eight. We can't complain for nothing.
I'm gonna put it to you like this, Trill. It's just one of them type things. I'm gonna come to him like a man, bro. If you wanna race, if you wanna back out, you back out. If you want to, we're gonna race. It ain't as simple. It's just as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make him look bad, but it's just the thing about it is I'm finna tell the whole world about everything.
Huh? What's going on? As long as you got 29 around and no Willy balls, bro, we gonna run. And this is part of the main thing. That's it. That's how cut and dry. When the week of the show we just locked in, we get it on. As long as you
that's
got
fine.
29, no Willy balls, we gonna run.
And that's the thing. What I feel like, what's already known didn't even have to be said. You know I wasn't gonna come and try to run you no big ties. And how I'm gonna race you with a Willy ball? When you don't got no Willy ball. Hell, you forgot I drove your car for 3 years, so I know what you got. So I ain't gonna come and try to outclass you.
Well, you know that's
I'll race you the same way.
You made it known. As long as you on 29, no Willy ball, that's it. We call a little week before the show, we locked in, we gonna get to the race, we gonna have a good time, gonna get it on.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We definitely gonna have a good time with it. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what this show about, getting on. See how easy T-Fathers stand got that down? All motherfuckers arguing about bullshit, about motherfuckers who ain't raped the motherfuckers. Fuck that. Lock in, goddammit. Man, say you gonna lock in, we can post the show. Goddamn right. That's what we doing. Locking some shit up. So we can work the details out the week before
Little
the
Red
show.
Little Red Riding Hood still got the back tower Hercules.
Little Red Riding Hood still got the back tower Hercules. So with that being said, Big Hurt, don't say that too loud because Big Ken might want to blow your ass out, boy.
Big Hurt ain't going to do a damn thing.
Man. Hey, dog, you still on here?
You got damn right I'm on this motherfucker. I ain't where the fuck I'm going.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm basing this turkey. So if y'all finish with me, if y'all got, we don't got to ask the man any more questions, y'all can call me and ask him, but I'm finna get back to getting what I'm doing.
Hey Stanley?
For sure.
Hey, Stanley, I hope T5 tear your ass out the socket, but I doubt it.
Hey, you hope so, but that's the thing. A lot of people hope for a lot of things. A lot of people hope to hit the lottery, but how many motherfuckers do that?
Hey, I say I doubt it, but I hope you do, though. I just want to see how you going to look when he...
You know what the thing about it is, though? I'm a champion. Let me tell you something. I win races and I lose races. You know what I mean? If he beat me, he beat me. You win off a technicality, it is what it is. But just because he beat me, that don't make you a better driver. That don't make you a better person. It don't nothing. And the same thing with him. If I beat him, bro, it's just, honestly, it's more, it's a grudge race. That's all really what it is. It ain't nothing personal against Kelly, bro. It really is not. It's a grudge race. That's, if you talk trash, I want to get on you. And if you talk, that's just like you. Oh, you talk trash to me, we want to beat you.
Yeah, I know. I heard you in the hollering in the goddamn car. Goddamn.
You know, so it ain't, honestly, it ain't about none of that. That's all what it is, you know what I mean? So if he beat me, hell, the more power to him. Hell, I'd be back. Just like when I was racing for him. Hey, if somebody beat us, we will come back. It's just as simple as that, you know what I mean? That's the thing. That's the difference between if I get beat, I can say I get beat. And I tell you what, all of the races that I've never won, all the races I've never raced, I ain't win all of them. So,
hey, Sam, well, let me ask you this question. I got to answer the question because I heard you say it, and I got to ask the question. You said that if the man gets beat, if he beats you, it'll be on the check. What the fuck you mean it'll be on the check? Explain that.
Yeah, I was going to ask
what now? If they do it now?
He said if the man beats you, it'll be on the check.
Oh, no, I said if it was on a tech or anything. I mean, I look at it like this. Hey, when I went down there race D, I knocked the tire off the car. Hey, he beat me. That was on a tech, but hell, guess what? He beat me. So it is what it is. I raced to do, okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. That same race I ran with that little Chevy 2, when I think I left, I was giving him the hit. I left before he did. I basically read like he crossed the center line. I paid on that race. But it's the same dude that I sold the car to. The same race happened the other way, and I paid him the same way. But he say he whooped my ass. And basically, you give somebody the hit. Now, dog, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you this: if you giving me the hit, right?
Yeah.
And you leave before I leave, but I cross the center line. Who won that race?
But now you gotta. You, if you're going on track rules, then the bitch that crossed the center line lost.
Okay, but guess what? On that little truck, I paid off. But on the same, and nobody didn't say nothing track rules. We road race this, that, and other. Okay, I'm telling you, I raced that same race and did. I crossed the center line on one, and I red lighted on the other, and I paid on both of them. But that's the point that I'm saying. It's a tech. It is what it is.
Yeah, but normally on all grudge races, they say, you know, you can do anything but except cross the center line. So if his dumb ass went out there, or your dumb ass went out there and crossed the center line, then you lost.
Well, that's the same thing. But like I said, it is what it is. He was on fire across the center line, and my wheel got broken. I crossed the center line.
Okay.
And both, you follow what I'm saying?
The wheel bar broken, they throw you across the center line.
Yeah, my wheel bar broken. Basically, when it left, it went straight towards the street. It just went, it just shot straight across the racetrack and the wheel bar broke. But I paid off on that race. But the point that I'm saying is, the answer to the question that Trail said, if I get beat, I get beat. I lost on the tech, but guess what? The little truck beat my ass. Chuck, he beat my ass. And I take that because I'm a man. But the point that I'm telling the grudge race world, I'm a man about mine. I'm going to pay, and I'm going to take my ass kicking. But I come back.
Hey, won't you and Kelly put another sip in there? Whoever loses the race got to wear a pair of pink panties for about 30 minutes around the track.
No. I got a better one for him. I got a better sip for him. Fuck it. If T5 get away, you got to put PRD, you got to wear PRD for a whole season on your motherfucking car.
Hey, you know what? I don't got no problem with Oscar neither. Me and Oscar's buddies. But I tell you what, you never said what car. You never said what car. I got 10 of them.
Man, we want to give a fuck. We want the car that we want, man. We want
you said what now?
Hey, I told
you,
make it put it on his toe rig.
Hey, but I tell you what, the same thing. Now, what toe rig you going to put it on? What car you going to put it on? Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell
you. If you get away, we don't have no problem.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you like this, fella. I ain't going to talk about some shit that I'm not trying to be funny. I promote PRD just as well as I promote SAJ. Me and Oscar is on a total different level. We on business level. I ain't going to do nothing to incriminate him, and I damn sure wouldn't want him to do nothing to incriminate me. If we race, we going to race. We going to eat chicken. We going to have a good time. And whoever soap get the ass whooping is going to be the one to soak the ass whooping, and that's just the way it is. All of that.
Stan. One thing I'm going to guarantee you, bro. I'm going to guarantee you a fight of your life. That's the only thing I can guarantee.
Oh, that's what I want it to be.
A fight of your life.
Now, I want to ask everybody this. They worried about how I'm coming, how he coming. He coming one car, fading two nights as well.
Same way. Just put it like this. He coming the exact same way you seen. The last time you seen the car, ain't nothing different.
Oh, that's fine. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really worried, but I'm just saying because I'm just putting it like this. The reason why I said that Trail, because I done had people come at me telling somebody, I ain't gonna say no name, but the same thing. Somebody wanna beat me so bad, tell him to put up his shawl. Who gonna do that? If I lose, anything can happen in racing. How I'm gonna put up my shawl? Man, let me tell you something. I done worked 34 years. Well, I'm only 34, so I done worked for 20 years. Is you going to put up your house for a race? Come on, man. Be for real. Beat all 10 of my race cars. That's what you do. So, like I say, before we even getting into all of that, going back and forth, like I said, I respect Oscar. I respect all y'all boys from down south. Hey, man, it is what it is. We race, we have fun. That's what it is. I ain't trying to do nothing being criminal.
Believe me.
Say what now?
You going up in that ass though, ain't you?
I'm doing what now?
You gonna go to their ass though, ain't you?
Oh yeah, for sure now. That you for sure.
All Britain.
Hey, one thing about it.
I got to tell you, I got to first when it gets closer to the show now.
Hey man,
I bring everything. Let me tell you something. Y'all, everybody on this phone know pretty much whatever I say, I'm willing to back it up. So all that, we got to bring ass to get it. It's fine. I don't got nothing else to say. T5, I gave you a month to get ready. That's
bullshit.
And like I say, I ain't got nothing else to say. I gave
bullshit.
You a month to get ready.
If you win, Stanley. Hey, Stanley, if you win, can you come on my talk show and get a tech tip?
Yeah, I probably will. I don't say I'd rather be lucky than good. That's what I'm going to tell you. That's what the tech tip is. I ain't going to lie to you. Business been good, and all of my tech tips, they got to pay for. So everybody got to pay for them. I give a few here and there, but...
Damn.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
No, you ain't got to pay for it. I get them on your show. I come on your show. And hell, you might be asking T5 to give a tech tip after he whooped my ass. You never can tell.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get you on the show, bro, so you know, we can hear your side. You know, everything good. You know, hey, at the end of the day, hey, we can everybody do this shit because we love it. You know what I mean? We love to race. We love to talk trash. We love to get our money on. But the true fact of the matter is somebody got to win. You're going to be a winner in the league, bro.
That's it.
Hey, one more thing I want to ask Stanley. Stanley, is this a new car you built, or is this just a car you've been running that you just not, is your car, you just running somebody else's car, is it a new car you just built?
It's my car. I had it T5 has seen it. I had it since the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Honestly, I'd be totally honest with you. That's what we was finna get ready to kill Gangsta Boo, but Kelly decided to do something different. Not no disrespect to the G-body thing, but that's, you know, I was getting ready to go racing, and believe it or not, that's the reason why I got the car.
Let me tell you. If you was getting that car to beat the Gangsta Boo, by the time you finished that motherfucker, you'd have been 7 feet tall.
Really? You think so?
Well, I know so. Ain't no bitch in the world was going to be able to whoop the Gangsta Boo, not in the next 2 years.
Nah, I want to... I ain't even finna say nothing, because you just talking honestly. The only reason why it's to the state that it was, because it wasn't no reason for me to even do nothing. And the thing
about
it,
I said about the Gangsta Boo was true. The only thing is it's Rick Nato. If it hadn't been Rick, y'all would still been chasing that motherfucker.
And I ain't even finna draw down on somebody that didn't wreck their car, but I'm telling you right now.
If you had been sitting in the car to whoop the Gangsta Boo, by the time, I know you about 5'3", by the time you finish, you've been 7 feet tall.
This my word. If me and T5 would have been racing, we'd have ran the Gangsta Boo well before he wrecked, and we'd have whooped his ass. I guarantee you, because the thing about it is, I didn't like losing. So when I didn't like losing, we was going to come back. Not that, and I'm talking this being a man. T5 had shit on his face, just like I had shit on my face, just like Tight had shit on his face. We was going to come and get a hug. And I bet everything I got on that. And you wasn't going to get by me. And I can tell you that. Because I had the same thing you had.
Okay, well, then get ready for 2013 then.
It ain't. But let me tell you something. I got a top alcohol Jackson, got another top sportsman car. I'm going to do this with T5, man. We're going to have fun, get a little bit of grudge racing going on. And Lord knows, like I said, I ain't doing this because it's a Braden show, because I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? That was just some trash talking, some stuff we getting out the way. But like I say, man, I love all y'all. I wish you the best, but go over there and shake his hand and say, bro, you did good. I'm glad for you. And I'm glad you – and this don't take this the wrong way. Bro, I'm glad you learned something from what did you – bro, with all the nights of playing on the practice street. I mean, I still got – man, let me tell you something. Just because a man decided to go a different way, man, I was never mad at him. It's just all
no,
about –
no, I ain't what I asked you. Now, you're talking about all the other shit about the practice street and who the best on this. I ain't talking about that.
No,
I'm just
saying
it's a
shake his hand. This is what it is.
Let me finish then. I said, if the man whoop your ass – are you going to go back and try to get him back? That's what I asked you.
Realistically, probably not.
probably not.
Shit, I ain't
for some reason, I'm on. Listen, dog. This is what I'm saying. I'm going racing. I'm racing a whole different. Don't get me wrong, and I don't want to say this on grudge racing. Grudge racing, my personal opinion with this is you got. If I go to a grudge race and in order to win $5,000, I have to bring $5,000. The way my business is going and the way economy is, I don't have that much money to spend. But guess
what? I'm saying, but I'm trying to on a friendly note. Competitive note, though, I figure if my buddy whoop my ass and I think I can whoop him, I'm going to get back at his ass. I ain't just going to take that ass whooping and say, okay, you whoop my ass and let it go. I'm coming back to beat your ass. You can do it in your spare time. It ain't got to be tomorrow or the next day. I would figure if T5 got away from your ass, you wouldn't let him live with that whooping your ass.
Well, this is what I'll tell you. Well, I ain't really worried about him whooping my ass, but if he whoop my ass, I'm telling him, come on, man, let's wrong feet. Fuck it. I get some kind of way. it's just that's eventually it might be a whole nother year later. I don't know.
I just can't see how going at each other's ass and then whoever lose just quit. I know goddamn well if you whoop T5 ass, he probably gonna bag his goddamn truck up in your damn door and wait on your ass to come out.
Well, then that's a challenge. Very few times I call out somebody. So if I call him out, hey, if I don't do my job, hell, guess what? That's on me. I gotta take my loss. I gotta take my loss the way it is. But for the most part of it, I'm not really worried about it. But then in another sense, hey man, if it is what it is, it is what it is.
Yeah, anything can happen.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Anything can happen. But I'm not finna base my racing career and base racing off of outrunning trying to beat one person. I that's not me. That's not what a champion
do. Like coochies, I want to beat coochies and motherfucking tear
his
head
up.
Hey Stan, I got one more question for you. Well, you know, I got a question for you. This one question, and it's not directed to, you know, in a funny way or nothing like that. But I got to ask for everybody listening on the radio show. Outside of T5, you grudge racing T5. Are you interested in doing any other grudge racing that weekend when we
are running? I'll do something. I got a small tire car. Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna run from no races, but I ain't gonna have nobody that outclass me. No, I'm probably gonna have four cars there, and I'm gonna race. But you know, it's just one of them type things. Throughout the little grudge racing I've been doing, hell, I've been running two chassis cars with a damn street car. I do it just to make a race, but the difference between how much I bet is going to determine on the stipulation of the race. So, but that's the thing. To answer your question, that's what I do. I'm a race car driver. That's what I do. So I ain't going to try to race. No, I mean, I don't look for sure runners, but if somebody come up with the right racing, hey, that's what I do. I ain't worried about it. Either one or two things can happen.
Go ahead, brother. We listen.
No, that's it. I just say either one or two things can happen. They gonna whoop my ass, or I'm gonna whoop their ass.
I was just trying to see. I was just trying to let the grudge world know that don't think you just coming to Bradenton just to try to race T5. That, you know, let everybody know that, you know, if they want to get something going with you, you know, you will be you are available for other grudge races. That's what.
Yeah, I want some of that little truck that got on my ass last year too. But I don't think they're together, but I'm just letting them know, too. Nah, anybody, I got a little small time Mustang that I'll probably do something with. Nothing not outrageous. I ain't nothing outrageous. And I don't have a few. I don't have probably four cars there. No, anybody that want to race, we going to race. As long as the race is fair, it don't make a bit of difference. I don't race.
Hey, how that Mustang shit you got, Stan?
It's a little stock Mustang with some 1028s, man.
Small block?
I don't know. I can't disclose that right now.
I was going to say, if motherfucker had a small block, then I don't normally fuck with Mustang, but I'll take it back top in the motherfucker.
And the reason why he's saying that is because certain things you can ask me on national radio and certain things you can't ask. So I'm just going to say I don't know. But it is.
Okay. No, I can respect that, bro. I can respect that.
Because me and you can race.
Go ahead.
me and you can race any day of the week, bro, because we're only 2 or 3 hours away.
Exactly. So we
you
gonna
follow
leave
what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm just ready, man. I'm hyped up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere else in the country is cold as fuck right now. And everybody come out. Ain't no way to race that right now. All the places gonna be left to race is Bradenton, bro. If you got any gas on your chest from now all the way until December 14th, 15th, and 16th, man, Bradenton is where you want to be. You know what I mean? If you want to go motherfucking skiing, take your ass up north. If you want to do some racing, come to the bottom. You know, come bring your ass to Central Florida. And shit, it's going down. It's going to be all the action. Oh, I had a hold on. Let me set the record straight for the track at the break. You know, everybody like to pile up on the east side. Everybody like to pile up on the west side of the track, and then they get mad once they try to get to the lanes and there's a big old cluster over there. You also have the east side of the track that you can park on. You got the west side and the east side. You can park on either side. Now, if you choose to park on the side that's more congested, don't complain about the traffic over there because you chose to park on that side. You know what I mean? If you park on the west side of the track, where it's normally getting clustered up, you know, real clustered up and congested up, because they got lanes in Bradenton now. If you haven't been there, you got lanes. You can enter the track from either side of the lane, from either side of the track. You got lanes on both sides, the east side and the west side. You know what I'm saying? If you choose to park on the east side, I mean the west side, where it gets more congested, that where most of all the grudge races will be at. You know what I mean? You have a couple of market cars or some other cars park off to the east side where it's less congested. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We try to park to the east side where we don't have to worry about all that over there. You know what I mean? So with that being said, for the people who are going to come to Bradenton and you don't want to deal with the magnets, you don't have to involve yourself in that. There's other places to park at the track where there's not congested. Because when you're going down the track, you can exit the track to the left or you can exit the track to the right. It doesn't matter which way you go. You know what I mean? But both of those, either way you exit, you can get to either side of the track and you can get to your pit area, you know, in an adequate amount of time with, you know, less than congestion. So with that being said,
Crew Chief.
Yo, talk to me.
Hey, I just want to say, man, I'm going to go ahead and get off this thing, man. I miss y'all and I love you and I'll be seeing you in a few more weeks. I'm going to get off this phone, and I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless and be safe.
Hey, Stan, one more before you hang up. One quick, real quick, man. Let everybody know, you over there stuffing the turkey right now, man?
I'm going to get ready to drop him in the grease.
No, go ahead.
I'm good, bro.
I say stuffing the turkey. I ain't say dropping it in the grease.
Oh, no, I ain't stuffing him. I'm fine.
No,
hey,
man.
Hey,
no.
Stan.
You speak, man. I ain't talking about like that, man. I'm talking to myself the turkey, man. I thought you were doing the turkey stuff, man.
Hey, Stanley.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this Spade, man. The Spade up north. What's going on, man?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
All right. How the turbo coming, man?
It's coming, man. It's coming. You know, Cub hit harder than a center block. Hey, it's a new experience driving a turbo car. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, he sent it to me, man. I seen that, man. That's all right. I like that.
You see me seesawing the steering wheel, didn't you?
Yeah, I seen it, man.
But I got it figured out. I got it all straight. He drive like Cadillac, man.
Okay.
Now what you were saying, Phil?
I say, I was asking what you're doing in the turkey stuff. You know what I mean? What
man, you crazy, man. You crazy, man.
I was asking if you were stuffing in the turkeys, man, for the holidays, man. You know,
Hey, y'all,
I know y'all see the temperature, how the temperature is right now. It's perfect weather for turkey stuff.
No, that turkey stuff would get me in trouble, man.
Y'all talking about some sexual stuff?
Hey, man.
No, man, I don't.
You talking about stuffing turkeys, man. You can take it how you want. You talking about stuffing turkeys. But, all right, man, we ain't going to hold you up. Go ahead and drop the turkey, man, and I hope it turn out all right for you, brother.
Okay, y'all take it easy.
For sure.
All right, Stanley.
All right, good night.
All right, lady, hey, we got any other hands up?
No, sir, not now.
All right, anybody got any other thing they need to say, need to do, whatever, however, whatever. Anybody got anything they want to address, say, lock in, come to this guy, or whatever thing may be, any of that?
What's all that background noise, man?
Man, I don't worry about it. We've been in the show, so they can have all the fucking noise they want to have. They got about 30 minutes. As long as it takes me to get through final comments, shit, they can have all the noise they want. So with that being said, my main man from up north, who was actually standing by the turbo, is your time, brother. Final comment, brother.
Showtime.
Say what now?
He said your final comments.
Final comments.
Hey, man.
Bro.
Hey, man. It was a great show, man. My first time really, speaking with you guys, man, and hanging out with you on the show, man. I really enjoyed that. And hopefully I can do that again, man. And I look forward to seeing y'all, man, soon.
Hey, Crew Chief, that's my man that sponsors my show. That's Showtime.
Oh, yeah. That's who that is?
That's Grudge Media, yeah. That's Grudge Media. Yeah, that's who that is.
Okay. Wow, that's what's up, Showtime.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, who we got next? Who else we got on the mic?
Okay, I'll just put on the list Danny. Final comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Danny?
No, I'm just listening, Lady Eight. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just listening to everybody.
What's up, Danny?
Okay. BET, final comment?
Yeah, Crew G. Good show, man. Just let them know that we come to Rick's fuck plot up again. So you just get ready. Don't start no duck.
Ain't gonna be no ducking, bro. Ain't gonna be no ducking. You got that to worry about.
All right, buddy. I see you there.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
Okay, Showtime. Final comment.
Yeah, I gave it already.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Be hurt.
No problem.
Final comment.
Yeah, that was. Show, bro. That was a good show. Y'all still got a bad talk with me when y'all want it.
All right, Hurt.
Appreciate it, bro. Who else we got?
007, final comment.
Hey, Crew Chief, you don't keep asking me to come down there with a truck. You may get what you're looking for now. Just let Tony go ahead and get what he wants with them people.
One thing about it. I know it'll eat your asshole out if you don't bring it, because ain't nowhere else to race that, goddammit. Airways everywhere else is cold, and I know you really want to see what I'm made of. So with that being said, I know you coming. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm almost 90% sure I'm going to pop up there and see that red motherfucking truck.
Hey, man.
So I ain't even worried about that.
I'm the CEO of the whole. If I tell you it ain't coming this year, it ain't coming.
Okay,
I want to run you in Mississippi now.
Man, ain't no problem. We coming to Mississippi. There ain't no problem. To my Fat Tuesday. If you
whenever
Fat
you
Tuesday,
can make
I
it,
told,
that's
told,
whenever
told,
you make
it. I told Mississippi Joe the first time I went to Fat Tuesday that I'll be back. I told him that.
All right, then, buddy. I'll just miss him with you.
Big Ken, I ain't worried about it. I want you to go ahead and blow my asshole out, boy. All
right, buddy.
All right, buddy. That was up.
Okay, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving, man, to the radio world.
Too, hey, Ken. Ken, yo. When you get off the phone, man, make sure you go ahead and stuff you a turkey now.
Man, I just told my wife, don't even cook all that junk, man. Well, hell, we can go out and eat somewhere in my shit.
That went over your head, so I'm going to let it go. All right, Big Ken, we're all let you
yeah,
go.
I know what you mean. You crazy. All right, buddy.
All right.
Okay. We have Okay, dog, final comment.
Yeah, okay. Hey, shout out to you out there, Danny. I know Danny, he done start coming on there. He be keeping stuff real, too, though. But, no, Showtime, man, good. I mean, Crew Chief, good show, bro. And just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know we just do a little shit to spruce up some shit, man. Don't, I hope everybody don't take this shit real personal. You know, we just do what we do to keep the game going, man.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about. But we got to stick together in this game, man. That's what it's all about. Together, hey, teamwork makes the dream work. So with that being said, hey, I appreciate everybody, man, all the listeners, all the people who called in, all the people that didn't call in, you know what I mean? So I appreciate everybody, everything, and I appreciate that for you letting me not slip up and not thank the Almighty. Feel me? Appreciate that, dog.
Right on, bro.
All right. T5.
I think he logged off. I don't see him anymore.
Oh, shit. He done dropped off. All right. Well, with that being said, Lady, you got anything you want to say, baby?
Just take us out, darling.
All right. With that being said, you get the little one. Make sure you stay warm. And everybody else, I'll see you next week. Peace.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.